And finally, Nairobi will expect some light rain with a high of 23. And another quick look at this hour's top stories. Inflationary pressure is being eased as China's consumer price index records a slowing growth rate. China is to invest massively on infrastructure as part of its economic stimulus. Rwanda has asked the German ambassador to leave the African country following the arrest of top Rwandan official in Germany. And Egypt's chief archaeologist has announced the discovery of a new pyramid about 4,300 years old. And that just about does it for this edition of News and Reports on China Radio International. The program producer, Dan Dan, audio editor, Zhang Kun, and the rest of the CRI News team, and Chris Galton in Beijing. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for more on China Radio International.
Welcome to this week's on China Radio International. You're with me again. In today's edition, we'll first appreciate some excellent novels selected by the 7th Asian Literature Award. As one of China's top literature prizes, we're all aimed at collecting the country's best realistic novel every year. The award included not only epic stories of this war, but also an interesting perspective. We will then enjoy some shows in the Beijing International Theatre and Dance Festival. From traditional Chinese local opera to passionate Spanish flamenco dance, from humorous play acted by Chinese pop stars, the classic of the Wild Rose, performed by professional British actors,